Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Before we jump into today's topic, allow me to take just a moment to thank today's show sponsor, which is Organifi. You guys know how I feel about Organifi. It is my go-to. In fact, this is so refreshing. I have a glass of ice, fresh water mixed with Pure and Immunity. It's got just enough citrus. That's two of their products mixed together. I don't know if everybody likes the taste of that. I do. I love it. It's like an orange flavor. The Immunity kind of tastes like orange. And then the Pure has a lemony taste, and I mix two of them together, and that way I get everything I need for my immunity, my antiviral, my antifungal. It's just a great way to support your immune system every single day. And then I mix that with my Organifi Pure, which is, it's basically all the superfoods that your brain needs to help reach maximum mental performance. In other words, it's what I drink to help me think better, to help my memory, to increase neurogenesis, and get this, this is the other reason why I drink it. Their product is clinically proven to boost BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, by up to 142%. Anyways, they've got tons of great products. Whatever your nutritional needs might be lacking or your palate might be craving, Organifi is definitely the company to check out. All right, guys, the cool news, you get 20% off all of their products when you use code Chalene. Again, it's Organifi, and I'm going to spell it Organifi.com/Chalene. That's Organifi.com/Chalene, and you get 20% off. Did you miss me? Was it weird not getting a podcast from me on Monday? Because I'll tell you, it was really strange not recording one on Sunday, but it was also kind of a God thing.
Yes, because our flight got canceled from Vegas to Miami on Saturday, so we had to fly red eye, which means we went to Newark Sunday morning on a red eye, then flew down to Miami, then we had to pick up our car, and then you forgot your laptop on the plane, so we had to go back.
Hashtag ADHD.
So then we had to go back to the airport, and we had to retrieve that. Then I had to go to the storage and pick up all of our stuff that we left behind and go pick up our little girl monkey, hashtag Helen Keller. And it was crazy. So we were exhausted.
And normally under those circumstances, I would still have to record. So there's been many times where I've had to like ask an airport employee, is there like a place where I can I sit behind you on the floor over here where there's no flight being boarded at the moment? Is there an empty room I can go into? Or I've had to just stay up until like 1 a.m. or whatever time to record because it was an obligation, or at least it felt like an obligation. And it was to our advertisers. So that's one thing. I think everyone's been super positive about it. But even if you weren't, please don't be offended. That's not my concern. If you're not okay with the fact that I have to go to 2 days a week, this is a free show, you know? So my mental health and my family and my life is what matters. And I think everybody needs to keep that in perspective, because I had like a few people who were like, well, this is because you started Patreon, or this is because da, da, da. No, it's not. And
who cares if it was?
Yeah, true.
We're still living in the United States of America, and we're free to do whatever we want to do, contrary to popular belief.
It's true. But we just realize that, I mean, this is how we've always kind of lived our lives since the 2.0 part of our relationship and our marriage, is we don't do things according to what everybody else wants. We do things according to what's best for our mental and emotional health. And when I say our, I mean, not just Brett and I, but Brock and Sierra and their spouses now too. That's all that matters. And I mean, that's not all that matters, but that matters first and foremost. And so we make all decisions that way. And before I get burnt out, I'm going to make a decision like that, because I never, ever want to resent doing what I love. And I love what I'm doing. I love getting your feedback. And for those of you who've been like with me from the like way back OGs, like a couple of you are like, hey, I remember when your kids were in high school and you said, I'm just going to produce an episode when it works. And there were times where I went 2 and 3 weeks with no episodes, none. Now we have advertisers and stuff. So yeah, it is a little bit of a financial crunch, but like Brett was saying, well, then that is on us to figure out better ways to invest our money so that it doesn't always have to be like you selling or you creating content. But P.S. also, you guys know that I freaking love it. I love doing this show. I love getting your feedback. Anyways, boring, boring. Let's just move on, shall we? But actually, let's talk about burnout for a second with regard to like YouTubers. There's so many YouTubers who have just walked away. So this gal, Vanessa Lau, you might not know that name, but she kind of does what Brock and I do. Are you familiar with her?
I don't know her. Just been on my radar the last week.
Because well, I love her videos. She's adorable. And she's, I think she's in San Diego. I'm not certain, but she's adorable. And she teaches Instagram like Brock and I do. And she quit her corporate job when she was like at the height of her corporate job. I think she was making like 6 figures at her corporate job. And she just walked away from it to go full-time as a YouTube creator 4 weeks ago. She walked away from all of it. And she was making $500,000 a month. Some months, not every month, but having some big months, as you would say.
Yeah, and she refunded. She had a high-tier like mastermind group, and she refunded all those people's money, too. Because they just had signed up.
What are your thoughts on that?
I get that. My guess is this, is that she bit off more than she could chew. And it just got to the point where it was just like, why am I doing this? Like, you know.
Well, one of the things Brock and I just did a podcast for Build Your Tribe on this, and we were just like having a discussion about it. And I said, he goes, it's not about the money, because a lot of these people, when they burn out and they quit, they walk away from big deals and big money, you know, like Jenna Marbles or just a ton of people who have quit, like walked away from content creation, whether it's a podcast, a YouTube, Instagram, you name it. They just walk away from it. And a lot of times they do so turning down big deals. And what I said to Brock is, I think there's a correlation. I think it is about the money. Because the reason why I was able to walk away from fitness is because we had done a great job with investing. We had done a great job with building other businesses. Or maybe I couldn't have walked away. Like, she's in a position now where she can. It's a privilege to be able to walk away. To be able to have enough money to say, F you, Oprah, hashtag Oprah.
Just because it's Oprah or it's this girl or it's us or whatever, the F you money is not, like, it's not set in stone. It's what it means to you. So, like, correct. You might say, like, oh, if I had X amount in the bank, then I would walk away. But that number might not be the same for your next door neighbor.
For me, it was $0. Like when you were, and I talked to Brock about this a little bit, because he was a kid when this happened. And I said, I wasn't burnt out. Sorry, we're driving to date night. Can you hear all these cars? They're like little, I forget what they call them, but like everyone's got a souped up exhaust system here in Miami. And they all think they're, I mean, listen to them. They're so stupid.
Sounds like fireworks on the freeway.
Simmer down. These are all like 21-year-olds. They're so dorky.
They work out at our gym.
Oh, don't let me forget to talk about that. Oh my God, Brett will go off. He's so funny about this. Okay, so anyways, it wasn't that I was burnt out. I didn't know that we were burnt out. So I think it's a very dangerous, slippery slope. If you are someone who effing loves what you do, if you love what you do, you want to do it all the time. I loved what I did. I just didn't know how to put on the brakes. I didn't know how to have balance. I didn't know how to pick up on your cues. So sometimes family and friends can burn out before you burn out. Like family and friends get sick of your lifestyle and feel it and start to build resentment before you even recognize that it's a problem for you. And that's where Brett and I were. Like in retrospect, now I realize that the overwhelm was there, that the anxiety was there, that the feelings that I was going to disappoint someone was there, that just the constant pressure. It was all there, but I was so conditioned, as I'm sure some of you are, to just go, 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 that I didn't pay attention to it. I have conversations with Michaela about this all the time. She's like, I don't know, because I'm a single mom and I have to do these things. And I've just learned to kind of like tune out my own, I guess, warning signs. And I was there too. And it was Brett who really kind of reached a boiling point before I did, or at least he recognized it before I did. And so I think for a lot of people, I mean, I read Vanessa's letter that she wrote to all of her subscribers, and she just basically said, listen, I felt like I was letting everybody down. I was letting my personal people, my personal life down. I was letting my followers down. I was letting my clients. She's like, I just felt like I wasn't doing enough for anyone. She said, I felt like I would never get off this hamster wheel. All I would do is create a bigger hamster wheel, and it would never be enough. And I lost all joy, and she just stepped away.
I mean, at least she saw it. Does she have somebody, a partner or anything? Does she have somebody?
I don't know.
That can help her?
I don't know her well enough.
Well, maybe she's very smart beyond her years, that she was able to sense that, and before it got to the point where she was going to have a mental breakdown or turn to drugs or whatever, she knew to tap out and like, I need to reset.
Yeah. I was like, God, if anybody knows her, please give her a message and tell her I would love to help her just reassess and figure out those boundaries, because that's what we did. You remember when we created Smart Success, you guys? That's what it was about. Smart Success, which we retired, and people were like, why'd you retire it? It's like, well, because we live what we preach, and you just can't do all things at once. If you're struggling with body image, if you just feel down on yourself, if you're feeling depressed or anxious, if you're struggling with negative thoughts about yourself or others, I want to encourage you to get some help, get some therapy. It is more affordable than ever, and I'm so proud to bring to you our show sponsor, Talkspace. Talkspace therapists give you the support that you need to feel your best. They have thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and so much more. I mean, your therapist can help you set and achieve your goals for 2021. And I really think you'll be amazed at how much progress you can make each week and how good you feel after therapy. Talkspace.com is therapy at a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy, with unlimited messages between you and your therapist 24/7, 5 days a week. As a listener of The Chalene Show, you get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. They will match you to a licensed therapist today. All you have to do is go to Talkspace.com, or you can also download the app. Just go to the App Store, download Talkspace, and then just be sure to use the code Chalene, because that's going to get you $100 off your first month. And it's also how you show support for the show. Again, enter the code Chalene, and you do that by going to Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, or simply download the app. Be sure to enter the code Chalene for $100 off your first month. We live what we preach, and you just can't do all things at once. Can I tell you how happy I am? I am so happy. Do you know how happy I am?
Why?
Why do you think I'm happy? What have I been saying all this week? Like, just, have you ever seen me so happy?
You're ecstatic about the Airbnb we picked, the house that we're renting. Just everything about it. You love
I love it.
The humidity, the warmth. We found a great gym. It's a 9 out of 10. The only thing it doesn't have is walkability. And
9 out of 10 is our gym or the Airbnb we found. It's not really an Airbnb.
Location.
It's actually not an Airbnb. It's a short-term rental.
We're renting
it for 2 months. And I will give you a tour once I fully stage it, because y'all know that's what I need to do. Every place we're staying, I need to stage it.
Yeah, we're in Amazon mode right now. We went to the gym today, and then we had to go get new Apple computers because mine took a shit, and Chalene needs a new one. And so it was a whole thing this afternoon, and then trying to like drive back in rush hour. So we were gone for like 4.5 hours, and there was 14,000 packages outside of our gate.
We couldn't even
get in the gate.
I was going to say, we couldn't even drive in the driveway. There were so many packages. I was like, son of a bitch. I felt like I was busted. I felt like my drug dealer had showed up, and I had specifically told him what time to be there, and he was like out front when my family was. Like, I literally felt like I was busted. I'm like, I got to get to this guy and tell him, like, listen, be chill, my bro. Like, be cool about this. We're on the same team. I don't need you like piling up. It looked like Christmas. It was ridiculous. But I like to stage the house. The gentleman that we're renting from is really nice. Really nice. I really have enjoyed like texting back and forth with him. I have not met him yet, but I just told him, I said, listen, my thing is you've done a beautiful job upgrading this home. I would love to stage it for you. And he's like, hey, let's just reach an agreement. If it's something that's needed, I'll pay for it. He's like, and I'm like, well, there's going to be a whole bunch of things that maybe you don't agree. I'm just going to order away because I want to be comfortable. We're living there for 2 months. You guys, I am over the moon. I'm so happy right now. I don't know why, what it is. Cutting back to 2 podcasts makes a big difference. That's huge. Also, where we're living is huge. Also, you, like just what's going on or not going on, I should say, with your neuropathy, like where you are at mentally with that makes me so happy. Where our kids at makes me happy. Our lifestyle right now, where just, I love all of this. Travel, I know that my parents are just a couple hours away. That makes me happy. Monkey is so happy. That makes me happy. My friends are doing good. That makes, like everything just makes me happy right now. The only thing that makes me nervous about that is sometimes when everything's going well, in the back of my mind, I think, uh-oh, is the other shoe going to fall? Shoe drop? What's the phrase? Do you remember?
We've had a lot of shoes dropping over the last couple of years. Maybe they're getting a little...
Reprieve?
Reprieve.
That would be amazing. So we found this gym that we enjoy, but it is... Well, I don't know. You want to talk about it?
Because it's like, if you don't have 5% body fat for a male and 12% for a woman, which is like ripped...
No way. I'm calling bullshit. At this gym, the guys are super ripped. The girls, I've never seen so much plastic surgery in my life.
There's tons of... But they work out. They're working out.
Yeah, they're working out. But like, I mean, these girls are 20-something and they all have fake butts and fake boobs. Yeah.
But the dudes are ripped. And I feel almost like I did last year when we were in Greece and we went to that gym and like every dude was like jacked.
And hot.
Yeah. And so here's the deal. So I went in the sauna. And there was like 5 guys in there, and it made
How many women were in there?
Like 2.
So it's a co-ed sauna? What the hell?
Yeah, but you have to wear a suit.
So there were girls wearing bathing suits?
Yeah, with towels wrapped around themselves.
Oh, so they wear towels.
Towels around them. Yeah, bathing suit plus a towel.
I bet some don't.
Well, a couple of them just wear like towels around their waist and then wear a top. But here's the deal. So when I went in the sauna, long story short, I was feeling a little like bad about my physique until I went into the sauna. Okay. Then I was like, okay, here's 5 dudes in here. Like, they all got me by 20 years, and I got better physique than all of them. So I was like, okay, I'm good. But a lot of the guys in there were like, they're jacked, but they're like 25, you know, and doing roids.
The other day, Brett went there. I found a nail salon. So, and he's like, I found our gym. I said, oh, great. How's it going? He goes, well, it's interesting. I said, what does that mean? He goes, I feel like a fat kid.
I did for that first workout.
I'm like, really? And he goes, because, you know, I mean, I think you have an amazing body and you're super fit. You don't have 6-pack abs, but thank God, because that would mean at your age, to have 6-pack abs at 50 plus as a man means you have issues. I'm sorry. It just does.
It means you're not doing anything. Like, you're not.
You're not living life. You're not having some bread at the table. Yeah. You're not having an occasional French fry.
You're boring,
and I don't want to hang out with you.
Yeah, I need to have French fries.
If you have abs and you're over 50 as a dude, and or a woman, I'm sorry. Like,
if you're over 50 and you have abs as a woman, you have more issues than the guy.
Well, not all, but yeah. I mean, there are some people who genetically.
Yeah.
Or they've been working at it for years and years and just maintained it, but...
Yeah, there are some genetic things where it's just like they can go on a spring break and drink and eat and do everything and they still have abs.
Yeah. You know, we don't like those people.
There's people like... So anyway, so here's the deal.
I mean, I have abs, but they're just... It's just different abs. They're 50-plus abs.
Yeah. I got abs, too, like in the morning.
They're different.
They're just different. They're not like...
The skin is different.
Yeah.
Everything hangs a little different. I have abs if I'm posed in the right light and I've spray tanned.
I'm going to have to save my rest of my gym talk because I have to use language and I have to be in the mood to go there because it's going to be crazy what I have to say.
Oh, boy. You're going to get me canceled one of these days. Okay, so back to the gym. So last week we're in L.A. and we went to Equinox. And then, ooh, here's a restaurant. How do you say it? Faena?
That's the name of the hotel, but yeah.
The restaurant is at Faena, F-A-E-N-A.
We're going to Los Fuegos.
in case you're, everyone's told us to go here. So we're going to tell you, even though we haven't been yet. All right. So we're going to go have dinner and then we'll come back. And don't let me forget to tell you about the difference between the LA gym and the Miami gym. They're both equally ridiculous, but in different ways.
Do you know that nearly 50% of people in the United States have inadequate levels of magnesium? Completely deficient. And it's not just because of our dietary choices. Like, you can be eating a very healthy diet that you think has everything you need to produce enough magnesium. But for some people, it's genetic. For some of us, it is the way that we eat and the way that we live and how we exercise. But again, almost 50% of people are deficient in magnesium. And if you are a woman, this is especially important that you get a quality magnesium supplement, because if you don't, I mean, when you're deficient in magnesium, it's associated with osteoporosis, mood swings, nerve malfunctioning, hormone dysregulation. There's so many things that having the right level of magnesium in your body actually helps to alleviate a lot of these symptoms, including a lot of the symptoms of menopause, even hot flashes and night sweats. I know a lot of you have been talking about getting your hormones tested, which I think is a great idea, but why not also consider doing a supplement that you're likely deficient in anyways? It's going to improve all of these areas. Plus, it can probably help you sleep. And you don't even have to research the best company out there, because I already did that for you. What I take is Magnesium Breakthrough. You can get it at magnesiumbreakthrough.com. And when you go to magnesiumbreakthrough.com/Shalene offer, you're going to get 10% off. I mean, why not? Use code Shalene offer. Don't forget the word offer. And for a limited time, if you buy 3 bottles, they're actually going to give you an extra gift with purchase. That's just for lifers. So don't wait. Go check it out. MagnesiumBreakthrough.com/Shalene offer for a high quality magnesium supplement that includes 7 of the essential strains of magnesium that your body needs to function at its highest. All right, back to the show. So in LA, the look is so different. First of all, the guys wear, Sarah calls them condom beanies. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's when they take their beanie and they roll it over and roll it over. So it's just like a little top hat.
It's 80 degrees out. Why are you wearing a beanie, sir, at the gym? Why are you wearing a beanie? You wear a beanie if you don't want heat to escape your head. But why are you wearing a beanie when it's 80 degrees outside and it's Los Angeles? All right. So they wear that, and then they wear a vintage t-shirt. And
what seems like most people would be like 5-inch shorts, they wear like 4-inch shorts.
Okay. Well, we went to Equinox in West Hollywood, which is a very predominantly gay population. But there's the gay men who wear the very, very short shorts. There was one guy who was like doing butterfly kicks, like towards the audience of people working out. He's doing butterfly kicks on his back with his hands like underneath his hips and his legs up in the air. And I mean, he's wearing like loose dolphin shorts basically. And he's just giving everyone a full on show.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
You averted your eyes. There's that guy. And then there's the hipster. The hipster, he's wearing super thin sweats. He's either wearing white, they're kind of like a high top Vans with white socks, okay, and then like a super thin sweat pant, and he has no leg muscle whatsoever, and then he's wearing like a condom beanie rolled down the top of his head, and then he has a porn star mustache
and lots of those bracelets on his wrist, like lots of them.
Like what kind of bracelets?
Like, you know, the little bracelets that like your niece gives you.
They're made out of threads.
Yeah, just like lots of thread bracelets. But, you know, they stack them like there's 14 of them for their workout. They're so stupid.
And the girls in LA are at least pretty normal.
Yeah, I mean, they're wearing their Viori or their Aloe. For the most part, they're wearing like long pants, jazz pant type things, and then
jazz pants, no, like leggings,
whatever they're called, and then like a sports bra top, but they're not usually short. Like, yeah, there's a couple girls in there that have like the fake boobs and stuff like that, but for the majority, it's like their natural body.
So the guys in Miami wear sweatpants, but they are skin tight and pulled up to above their belly button, but skin tight. It doesn't make sense. Like, why are you wearing sweatpants when you're trying to make them look like leggings? They're all ripped. They're all jacked.
but they're cheese pods. I think the guys in Miami dress, at least at the gym that we're working out right now, they are the biggest cheese pods I've ever seen in my life.
I haven't seen a lot of leg days either by the guys.
I've seen quite a few leg days. I mean, they've got, not everybody, because legs are a lot of genetics.
Yeah.
Let's face it. But I'm just seeing like guys in like tight.
At the gym that we're going to, though, the dudes are working out, man. They're getting after it. Like, I was on the treadmill warming up, and like, I'm watching these guys. They're f***ing getting after it, and they know what they're doing. Like, they're doing the right exercises, and they're not doing some stupid stuff. Like, you want to see some stupid stuff, go to like 24-hour fitness, and you see people like doing weird stuff on the machines.
We're like, what are you doing?
That's
are you trying to be like a gym fail? Are you trying to get on that Instagram account now?
What's that? Is it like gym f***ery or gym?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's where all 24-hour fitness, all Planet Fitness, it's that. That's where you're finding that stuff.
What's the name of the gym we're working out here in Miami?
Anatomy.
So the dudes are pretty fit, I would say. Incredibly fit, actually. But they're all under 30. They're all wearing skin-tight clothes. In L.A., they're trying to be hipsters. They're trying to be like, dude, I'm so cool, even though I bought these sweatpants for $187. And these shoes look like I got them from my grandpa. But no, I paid $276 for my shoes. You can't even afford this beanie. That's what the guys look like in LA. The gals in LA are pretty normal. It's Lululemon, it's Aloe. All right, so let's talk about the gals in Miami. It's Gymshark.
Oh yeah, but it's like barely enough to cover like what's going on. There's not even like imagination. There's not even like anything left for the like, you know what that looks like.
Like, there was this girl today who was working out right by me. She had on white short shorts, so see-through. She obviously did not have any underwear on underneath. And she's like bent over deadlifts. Like you said, there's nothing to the imagination. And she's wearing a white bra top so low that her boobs are like fighting each other to get out of this top. She's wearing an extra small, and she should really be wearing an extra large. And I mean, her breasts are like, they're battling to it.
They wear the tops that, I think what they do is the top would normally cover most women's full breasts, but because they are so large and they buy the wrong size, it barely just covers the nipple. Like, it's just it's like almost like a Band-Aid across.
And another thing that's very popular here in Miami is the singlet. Have you seen that?
What's a singlet?
Like a bodysuit.
Oh yeah.
So it's like a wrestler singlet.
Like, the girls that wear those are all the girls that have gotten the BBLs.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you picked up on that. Yeah, look, I've never seen so much plastic surgery.
I'm like 28-year-olds getting BBLs.
And ridiculous BBLs that look like, dude, like that doesn't happen in nature.
Yeah, I don't care how many days you show up to anatomy and do the squat rack, they ain't getting that.
It's not pushing out to the side by 5 inches.
Yeah. They do have great equipment there, though.
They've got okay equipment. Okay, so I didn't tell you this. Today, I'm on the lat, or yesterday, I was on the lat pull-down machine.
Yeah,
and the lat pull-down machine has, like, this padded bar that kind of comes across your thighs, and it's adjustable. So this guy comes over to me. I'm mid-pulling down on the lat pull-down, and he comes over and, like, adjusts the little pad that comes down onto my thighs and brings it down lower onto my thighs.
Why? Because he wanted you to, like, be snug in there?
Yeah. I don't know if you think you work at Disneyland right now and you're, like, trying to adjust my seatbelt.
Before I go on this ride?
Yeah, before I go on this ride. But first of all, I did not give you permission to adjust it. I mean, it's, like, basically my crotch.
Did he work there? Or
no.
And it doesn't make it any more right if he worked there, but anybody listening, nobody listening in our show does this to people. So, like, we're just talking.
Yeah, you're all normal.
You're all normal. But if you know somebody that does this, like, stop talking to people at the gym and telling them, like, what their workout should be or what. Just let people do their own thing.
I gave him the dirtiest look I've ever given in my life. Like, it just brings out the, like, worst side of me when people are like that. And I know once he looked at my face, he was like, oh, shoot. I think from behind, he probably thought, like, I was, like, the new girl at the gym or whatever. So he was, like, going to come over and hit on me. And then he looked at my face. He's like, oh my God, it's my grandma. So anyways, he adjusts the pad on my thighs. And I gave him this look like, dude, are you serious?
And he was one of those guys with the sweatpants pulled up above his belly button, skin tight, like they might as well be Lululemon leggings. What makes you think, first of all, I've been lifting weights since before you were born, sir. I could have given birth to you. And you're going to adjust the pad as I'm doing my lat pull down? I cannot. I mean, when dudes at the gym try to correct my form, I can't handle it. It's the most annoying thing in the world. And you don't even understand that, because women never come over to it. When has a woman ever come over to a guy and said, let me show you how to do this? Never. Ever.
It's never happened. And I've never gone over to any person in the gym, male, female, kid, anything, except the one special ed kid Denver. And
him.
I worked out with him for an hour.
When Brett and I went to, one time when Sierra was playing soccer, we went to
Colorado.
And the hotel that we were staying at was the National Convention
for
Down Syndrome National Convention. Yeah. And we went to the gym. Do you remember his name?
I want to say Steve.
I don't know if that's right. But anyways, there was a young man at the gym who was getting after it. He had Down syndrome. And he, for whatever reason, saw Brett, beeline for Brett, and was like, okay.
This is my buddy.
You're my buddy. And they worked out together for like an hour and a half, and it was amazing because Steve, let's say, did all the counting of Brett's reps, and go ahead, impersonate his counting.
So one of the reps we were doing was lat pull down. He would not let me count, so he had to count. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 14, 27, 29, 40, 57. But they were going up in order. I did so many reps.
Oh my God, you were so sore. It was actually one of the best workouts you've
done
in a long time.
So we were buddies. We hit it off so well. We did a workout for an hour and a half. Shalene was over killing it something else. And then he told us to come
to his dance that
night.
So they had like a prom,
yeah,
like a big celebration with, it was like a national convention.
Yeah.
So we're like, and plus he was so sweet. So of course we'll come. So we walk into this party, and first of all, it was so lit with a capital L. If any of you are a part of that organization, please, I'm begging you to invite us. We will come.
Oh, I'll come.
I will DJ it. I will MC it. It was the best lit party I've ever been to in my life. We walked in, and he had like five girls.
Yeah. He was a player. Bruno Mars was playing, and they were going wild.
Uh-huh.
And we walked up to him and like tapped him. I was in the gym an hour before this. He acted like I was nobody.
Oh yeah, he had no interest in you. He's like, I've got game, and you're messing it up.
Yeah, and he had like five little girls around him, and then Cinderella walked in. Remember Cinderella?
The girl, yeah.
So this girl was like,
she was like the Cindy Crawford. We were in an elevator, and there were like four other boys who were going to the same dance, right? And then this girl got on the elevator with her parents.
She's like 5'8".
And she's
heels.
Like, she was unbelievably gorgeous. Legit. Like, I was like, I'm intimidated. She was so hot. And all the guys, they were like losing it. The boys at this dance were losing it over here. Anyways, back to Steven.
So Steven had like five girls, and like we walked up to him, and he literally like turned his back on us and just walked away.
Yeah, he was like, I do not have time for you. I don't know who you are. I don't have time for you.
Yeah.
Like
we stayed.
He snuffed us. Like we were totally dissed by him. It doesn't matter. Because this was the most lit party, other than Brock and Sierra's weddings, which were both equally lit. This was the most lit dance party I've ever been to. So if any of you know the National Convention for Down Syndrome, please invite
my favorite part of the
Brett
whole,
and I to be honorary guests.
My favorite part was like Bruno Mars is playing, and it's, you know, one of his songs.
Steven
was slow dancing with his girls.
Was like,
no matter how fast the song was, he was slow dancing.
So I'm shipping out my car from California. We've learned so much. I need to do a whole episode about car shipping, about finding a short-term rental. I mean, I feel like I've learned so much. Tomorrow we're picking up a car that we are renting from Turo, T-U-R-O, which is kind of like Airbnb for vehicles. So I'm going to try a vehicle that I have been interested in buying, but a Tesla Model X,
super fast, super quiet. I'm super excited to try it. But also, we did the math on what it would cost for us to basically get an Uber here in Miami most days versus what it would cost for us to ship out my vehicle from California. And basically, we save like a ton of money if we just ship the Mercedes. So then it was a whole matter of like doing all my research to figure out like, because I guess that's a major scam business, car rental or car transport companies. So I've done all my research there. I'm happy to share that with you so that you don't get screwed. But basically, I don't know how interesting this is. I don't even know how many people that it even affects you. I walked outside because I know it's kind of echoey inside. So right now I'm outside looking at the ocean. It's gorgeous. Oh my God, it's gorgeous. I've been trying to organize a trip for my girlfriends, like a girls' trip, but none of them are friggin' available at the same time. So I don't know if this is just a season that we're in, but it's a little bit frustrating. It's a little bit frustrating because I've always organized the girls' trip for the last like 15 years. And the last 3 years, it's been virtually impossible to schedule. And it just feels like, ladies, life is short. Are we going to do this or not? I know we're all busy, but we either prioritize this or we don't. You know what I'm saying? I really don't know what we're going to do there. Maybe I just have to do like a couple of girlfriends at a time versus all of us together, which was so fun. But maybe it's just a season where that just doesn't work out. I don't know. In the meantime, Sierra's coming out next weekend. I really need to plan a Miami meetup. So if you're in the Miami area or you're willing to, or you're interested in flying to the Miami area, April, I'm thinking, is when we do this. I'm thinking the weekend of April, I don't know, April 18th, I'm thinking. Not for sure. Could also be May. If you are interested, text me. Listen very carefully because so many of you have been getting this wrong. You've been texting the wrong number and you've been texting the wrong prompt. So the prompt is hashtag Miami and the phone number is 949-503-9873. Not the Google number, this number. It's my community number, 949-503-9873. Hashtag Miami. And if by chance you live in the area and you're like, oh, Shalene, I know where we should do this. I'm thinking like, I don't know, maybe like 50 of us, 60 of us maybe so far. And you know a good place where we should probably do this. Send me a separate message to the same number and say like, oh, I've got an idea. Again, 949-503-9873. And I will keep you guys posted. In the meantime, I just want to say thank you for your support. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you for those of you who've been leaving comments. And in the meantime, I want to let you know about Friday. So Friday, I've got a super interesting episode with one of my girlfriends who has been on the dating scene. She's doing the dating apps and she's had this very wild experience on the dating apps. So if that's you, if you're trying to find like your man, or if you've been married forever and you're like, find it fascinating and interesting and you are so grateful and thankful that you don't have to be in that scene, Friday is going to be hella interesting. All right, so tune in for Friday. It will be an adult-only episode, I'm sure of that. Listen, I love you, I mean it, and I will talk to you soon.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.